It's a BetMGM Monday on X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan on the Michigan Sports Network. Don't forget to download the BetMGM mobile app today and visit the website at BetMGM.com.
Eli said, you know, he showed, I don't know if it's the whole team or just the newcomers, you know, some video from Michigan, Ohio State that kind of showed rubbing you guys the wrong way, he said. What was in this video? Can you give me some detail? If you don't mind?
It was just them, like, you know, dancing. I think they posted that video last year after they beat us. Okay. And, you know, Coach Howard showed it and everything. He kept showing it. And just basically, like, you know, disrespect and everything. So, so we just knew that, you know, we had to come out and, you know, beat them, and which we did and everything. And then, you know, talking about, you know, I don't know if y'all been on Twitter, but talking about the golden jersey and things like that. And they win, they get a golden jersey, and that just motivated us even more. So, that really motivated me. So.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Here from Sean D. Brown Jr. After the game yesterday, the Wolverines go on the road in Columbus. They beat the Ohio State Buckeyes 92-87 in a matchup of 3-4. Danny Cahalan, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio, Anthony Bellino coming from the Radio Bunker. Great to have you riding along with us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. Text the keyword Sports Radio to 21000, Sports Radio to 21000. Auto Valley Guest Line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900. You miss any portion of the show, you want to listen back to anything you may have missed on demand, you can visit our podcast. Find it on SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and the iHeartRadio app, and listen online all the time at MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Let's get to Steve, who's on hold. Steve, good Monday morning to you, my friend. How are you?
I'm good, Anthony. How you doing, bud?
If I told you that I was anything less than fantastic, don't believe me. This is one of the best days I've had in a very long time. You know, I feel great right now, Steve. I am having a wonderful Monday. It all started with Juwan's crew yesterday. I was sweating all Saturday. Thought I was going to throw up. I was nervous. My palms were sweaty. Mom's spaghetti, all that stuff Eminem said in that one song. All of it. And to get that W yesterday, Steve, I feel great. How are you?
I'm good. I actually feel the same way. You know, I'm happy for Juwan Howard. I would have been happier if the Pistons would have won for me. I would have had that parlay. But not to get into that. Sorry about that. I thought it was a great game. And that freshman, Hunter Dickinson, you know, he's a freshman and he's playing like this. I mean, what do you think his career could be like?
It's very interesting because he doesn't step outside you know, all that much. And if we're talking about from a college standpoint, if he were to stay for 4 years, he'd be an all-timer. He's that big. He's that good with the basketball in his hands. He's always making the right choices on offense. He's a rim protector on defense. He's really a throwback to like the 1960s and 70s. Where does it translate to the NBA? I don't know. That's a really good question to see what would happen, because at that level, you know, his body isn't there yet, I don't believe.
Right.
But then again, you can look at a guy like Nikola Jokic, and it's like, okay, here's another 7-footer who doesn't necessarily, he doesn't have that Dwight Howard or Kofi Coburn type of physique, but can just dominate the game. I don't know. Hunter doesn't have that ball handling ability. The passing isn't there, we're talking about Nikola Jokic here, who's an incredible passer of the ball. He's huge, right? He's got a giant size advantage. You know, people, you know, watching along, some of the people that I know that are big-time Buckeye fans complaining about Hunter's size. I mean, they sound like CYO directors, right? They're like, ah, kid's too big. Hey, we have no one to guard him, right? It's kind of funny. But Ohio State doesn't have anybody that's really taller than 6'8", you know, in their lineup. So he's going to have a massive advantage. But when you have to, I thought he took Liam Roberts, another 7-footer from Minnesota, took him to the woodshed. I think we're going to find out when he gets the matchup against Kofi Coburn, who is just as big as him physically, but athletically more gifted. I think that's a great matchup. And I think that you look at, look at him against Luka Garza. Luka Garza is a crafty veteran who can do a lot of things with the basketball. He can shoot it from anywhere. He's got great, great post footwork. That's going to be an intriguing matchup too. So I think we still have more to see from Hunter Dickinson, but he's playing lights out, and from a five-star recruit who, you know, didn't start the first few games of the season until Austin Davis got injured, he's lived up to every sort of expectation I think a Michigan fan could have for him.
You know, wasn't, if I'm not mistaken, Mo Wagner, or however you want to pronounce it, he wasn't that big, was he?
Mo's pretty tall. Mo's 6'10", 6'11". I'll Google it right now. Just
weight-wise.
He was a little thin, when he got to Michigan, but he beefed up over time. He's listed at 6'11" right now, height-wise. So, I mean, that's...
Probably 6'9" and a half.
You know how basketball players are. They always like to lie. That was weird. As a young person in basketball, you want to tell everybody that you're taller, but as an older person, like Kevin Durant wants to try to fool people to tell people that he's actually shorter than he is. Like, the guy's 7 feet tall, for God's sakes. He's listed at 6'11", 245.
Yeah, well, the reason I'm saying I was comparing him is because body size. I didn't think in college, Wagner was that big then. So, like you said, he put in some weight. So, and last thing I'm going to let you go, you know who had a decent game also was that, Sean D. Brown Jr.? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I mean, off the bench, I mean, the guy was on it, you know, and he had three out of five, four and three pointers. I mean, he had a great game. You guys have a great day and be safe.
Thank you very much, Steve. Yeah, Sean D. with 15 points off the bench, 6 of 8 from the floor, 3 of 4 from three. He had a really good game shooting the basketball, but when he comes into the game, he is there to lock guys down. That's what he wants to do. He is a ruthless defender that brings an edge to him that not a lot of guys have. Tremaine is on. Tremaine joins us right now via the Auto Valley guest line. He's on hold. Tremaine, good morning to you. Happy Monday, my friend.
Same to you. Thank you for having me on, Happy.
Where you been? I haven't heard from you in a while. It's great to hear your voice, Tremaine.
Thank you, man. Same here. I've just been, trying to get things together with this COVID crap. But, it's a mess, this COVID stuff, dude. It's just so much you got to do,
It's too much.
Yeah, it's too much.
I heard the other day, June of 2022 is when things will, quote-unquote, be back to normal. I'm like, well, June of 2022? Right. What?
Why? Are you sure?
I don't know if it's a very reliable source, but I mean, I was under the I was under the influence, couple beers deep, and they're like, June of 20. I'm like, what? What do you mean? Put this beer down. Somebody pass the Henny. I can't take it anymore, Tremaine.
I know that's right. The thing that those it's three guys that y'all already mentioned. It's funny, but no, you mentioned the other Wagner, whatever. I like his brother. His brother coming out now is pretty nice. I would like to have him, Isaiah Livers, and Coburn. If the Pistons could get them three guys, man, oh man, that team, the Coburn. Hunter Dickinson actually is better than Coburn, but the thing, meaning, how can I put it? Not athletically, because he ain't even there yet. He's only a freshman, but his skill-wise of knowing where to get the rebound and he stays moving like Plumlee to me. Stays moving like Plumlee, but he's better than Plumlee, He's going to be better because Plumlee's in the NBA, of course. But and he plays defense. Plumlee doesn't play defense. Not enough.
Well, I think that that's also a testament, too, to how athletic the bigs are in the association.
Yeah,
I mean, it's...
See what I'm getting at, right?
Yeah, Hunter's very fundamentally sound. I mean, he's an older freshman at 20 years old, but outside of that, he's...
I would like Coburn on the Pistons right now.
Oh, I would take him.
Can you imagine the athleticism we have if you got Coburn with Isaiah Livers? See, Isaiah Livers is like a warrior to me. The guy does not... He does not want to lose at all. When he plays like that, certain players, they'll take days off and just, you could see it. You'd be like, oh, okay, he's okay with what's going on. Isaiah Livers doesn't stop. Him and Wagner.
Yep, Wagner.
Them two guys, I'd be watching them, and I'm like, these guys don't stop. If they going to add some points, they adding them. And they're going to find ways to do things, especially Isaiah Livers.
I would love Franz to don the Pistons jersey. Jermaine, we got to hit the break, my man, but we appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Happy Monday to you. We're back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Hockey and basketball fans love scoring in nets, but what else do they have in common? A chance for an easy 100 from BetMGM. Register for the King of Sportsbooks and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on the Lakers-Wizards game, and if either team hits a three, you win. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. All we're asking you to do is sign up by using the bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Maybe you have more in common with other sports. That's fine. It doesn't matter your sport. BetMGM is where the stakes are always raised. Enjoy innovative parlay selection features, boosted odds specials for major payouts, daily promotions, and a whole lot more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the bonus code SHEPBET100 to win $100 in free bets when you wager $1 on either the Lakers or the Wizards hitting a three. It's money in a bank. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap. At FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's FREDI, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Mondays on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network is brought to you by BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com and remember to download the BetMGM mobile app today.
You know, there's a lot of, it seemed like a lot of bodies hitting the floor and, you know, some talking. Sean D.
This is the Big Ten, baby. This is very, very physical conference.
You can call it. Absolutely. And then the talking, I mean, it looked like Sean D, they stopped play maybe to warn him or something. I don't know. Did you just see a rage?
I don't have to comment on it. You saw it. You can go ahead and write the narrative, wherever you think it was.
And it really just warms my heart, Dan. I'm glad you played that. Juwan Howard speaking. It's the Big Ten, baby. Yeah.
Ryan,
physical
was all,
conference.
Ryan was all about the audio this morning.
I love it. It's fantastic.
It was nice to actually hear Juwan Howard excited. He's very calm, cool, collected in post-game press. Just in any media availability. He seems very mundane during that, but very excited when talking about physical play. So,
and he's a big man. And right. To see Hunter Dickinson, you know, having the success that he's having in a game and in a sport where we talk about positionless basketball – you know, we talk about the death of the traditional big man and how, you know, that may or may not translate to the NBA. It's just nice to see. And I appreciate the physicality, and I appreciate, you know, when officials will let the two guys play. And, you know, there was a lot of chatter on the web. So I had to watch the game while calling a game. So we had the women's basketball game against the Buckeyes tipped off at 2:00. So as we were tipping things off, they were hitting halftime of the men's games. We had, you know, separate monitor there to keep track of what was going on throughout the men's game. But, you know, seeing things on Twitter, you know, people wanting certain fouls called, it's like, look, man, I would much rather have them err on the side of swallowing the whistle than blowing it, because I just am not a fan of the way that the officiating can, and it's going to impact the game positively or negatively. Like, officials are always going to play a role in the game. That's why there's three of them out there running around. So that they can officiate the basketball game. But I would always like to see them err on the side of let them play versus, you know, the ticky-tack, because, you know, working in both the Big Ten and the MAC, there's a drastic, drastic difference in how the game is played and how the game is called. There just is. I don't know what else to tell you outside of go to a game whenever you can get tickets again and go watch Eastern, Central, Western, whomever. Go watch a MAC basketball game and see how it's officiated. Sit as close to the floor as you can, and then go do the same thing at Michigan or Michigan State and watch how the game is officiated. It's two different ball games. It really is. It's like, you know, how they call games in CYO versus how they call games in high school. It's just different. You know, the guys there are just built different. You have to allow them the ability. You know, it is a contact sport. You know, football's a collision sport. Basketball's a kind of like you are going to be leaning on people. You're going to be hitting people. You're going to be screening people. You know, you can't let this whole idea of freedom of movement. Yeah, sure, it's about, you know, basketball being pretty, and you know, I got to let everybody run around wherever they want. You can't let somebody cut in front of your face. You simply cannot do it. So if somebody passes the ball, if you got to stick a forearm in their chest, you know, you talk about jumping to the ball after they pass it, stick a forearm in their chest, guard the pass, and if they cut across, you know, you're just going to basically ride their hip all the way through the paint. You know, with the direction that they are running, you're going to have that arm in the air to try to deflect the pass, make it look like that pass is covered. You know, that's what you teach at the lower levels. You got to allow that kind of stuff, you know, in the game of basketball. You have to allow guys to play physical. And Juwan Howard put an emphasis saying, hey, it's the Big Ten, baby. Like, yeah, it's a physical brand of basketball. And if you don't like it, go play somewhere else. And that's just the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. There was another Michigan team that played over the weekend as well, in the Michigan State Spartans. And I know that Ryan had to be happy. By the way, tomorrow we are all Spartans. I don't have a single piece of Michigan State clothing. Might have to go to like Stephen Berry's and find a shirt, right? A little throwback for you. Just for tomorrow as the Spartacus.
Under. All items in they, the store.
Spartacus hosting the Illini. This is Sparta. Like, call all 300 Spartans to guard the paint against number 5, Illinois, and Kofi Coburn and company. 7 o'clock tip-off on FS1, so at least we get the early game tomorrow. But Michigan State with a big road win on the road to Indiana. I joke about the fact that Hoosier fans are stuck in the past, because as a Michigan fan of football, I am still as well stuck in the past. That's where I live at. It's where I reside at. The present day hasn't been very good to me. But Michigan State finally, Ryan, finding a lineup that works. Ryan's reaction to a big dub on the road, snapping a 2-game slide.
Right. They went with small lineup. They had Watts, they had Langford, Henry, Gabe Brown, and rode with Thomas Kithier. Thomas Kithier was pushing was it Travis Jackson out of the paint a little more. I mean, granted, he still went for 34. Julius Marble, after his great game at Purdue, played 3 minutes because in the first minute of the first half, picks up 2 fouls. First minute of the second half, gets an and-one bucket, then picks up 2 more quick fouls. So 2 minutes played, and really ticky-tack fouls as well. But
terrible calls, terrible.
Yeah.
Like, why do you do that right away? As an official, why do you do that? Like, if they're egregious, like, then call it, I guess.
So,
but for the guy to play 3 minutes,
yeah,
in the game, like, come on.
Yeah, so, and this is a game, too. Like, Malik Hall just didn't have it to start. He only played 3 minutes in the first half. So,
speaking of 3 minutes.
Right. So, Izzo just ran with players where he's like, these guys are ready to go. And Aaron Henry, I mean, played all 40 minutes. He's from Indiana, had never won in Indiana in his collegiate career. So, he was more than excited after this game. I'm just glad I can notch that one off my belt. And I know Brendan Quinn has talked about, like, Aaron Henry, he talks to the media after every game, win or lose, true professional. And for him to come out and just have that great of a game, like, I mean, granted, he's been very consistent all year, only probably one little blip in the season. Other than that, like, he's shown the growth over the season. And Rocket Watts, the scoreboard doesn't say he played a great game, but he was more composed in the second half. Had a nice play where Indiana thought he was going to call timeout because he let up at half court, then just drives right in and gets an easy 2. So it was nice to see him, like, just put together for at least a half, because that hasn't happened. I mean, the dude's shooting under 30% Big Ten play, probably averaging 4 points a game. And this is a dude that was on probably player of the year watch coming into the year.
You're definitely in a consideration for preseason All Big Ten.
Right.
Like, the expectation was high.
Yeah, because he closed out last year really well. So it's supposed to be like, yeah, Henry and Watts, this is your team to take over. And just it didn't happen for Watts this year. But it was nice to see just complete game, handled being down, coming back, and pulling away at the end of a game. So that's we've seen that at State where they come close, like against Purdue, they tie it up, go down six. Go up by one, go down five. Like, they couldn't make that full momentum swing, and they finally did against Indiana. Granted, it's Indiana. They're middle-of-the-road Big Ten team. These are games you're supposed to win, but State's also lost a few games that they're supposed to win. So
love Izzo's comment after the game, too, when he got ran into.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about I was still, how did we not get a charge there? Yeah. What do you feel, real quick here, how do you feel about the redo of the schedule to add Michigan as a home and home at the end of the season?
Within if it was all but this other. Year, fine.
I saw that. I'm like, wow, they didn't do anybody a service here. They want to play a home and home in a rivalry game with these two teams at this current state. Like, that's going to be nuts.
Yeah.
Are we going to talk that week, or are we just going to be like, give each other?
I mean, we can talk. I mean, civil, I'm going to set the over under for like points defeated by like 36 and a half between the two games.
I see what you're doing here. It's a reverse psychology. See,
I did this in football, right?
I'm not making that same mistake twice.
Hey, 3-2 final. Michigan State. That's what I'm picking.
3-2.
3-2. That's what I did for football. 3-2 final.
Big game for Sparty tomorrow night on FS1, 7 o'clock tip off against the fifth ranked Illinois.
Ohio State Thursday, 9 o'clock tip. Thanks.
Oh, ESPN, why'd you do it to us? We'll get more into that Illinois game against Michigan State tomorrow morning. Let's step aside. We'll get Crosstalk with Matt Shepard coming up next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook, Racing, and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. And now with Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre on board as the Sportsbook Ambassador, TwinSpires is coming out of the starting gates with their best offer yet. For new players in Michigan, TwinSpires will give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, up to $1,000 in one whole week to try your luck. Bet on the game this weekend, or if you're bored at work, give European soccer a shot, risk-free from your phone. Just download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
We have
save this month on WD-40's Easy Reese, now just $10.99. Cyclomax Clean All-Purpose Cleaner is just $3.89. And Parts Master Brake Cleaner is only $2.99. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more with coupon code CELEBRATE15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it!
At Meijer, your health and safety is our first priority. That's why Meijer Pharmacy has partnered with the CDC to administer free COVID-19 vaccinations when they become available to us. Register now to get your free COVID vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Text COVID to 75049 to get started. That's COVID to 75049. You can also visit your Meijer pharmacist or go to clinic.meijer.com for more information.